Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we've got one of Tesla's most significant rounds of price increases ever to talk about. We've also got a rumor on demand, the Labor Secretary for the United States visiting Gigafactory Texas, also got some news on Tesla insurance and possibly FSD Hardware 4. Looking at the markets today, Tesla with a big move, but just jumping up back to where it was on Friday, up 4.6% to $801.89, while the NASDAQ also jumping significantly up 2.9% as the macro volatility continues. Before market open today, we did have the release of the producer price index numbers for February. So this is another measure of inflation. The index increased 0.8% month over month in February from January and 10% even year over year. Now that was slightly below expectations. CNBC reported that the Dow Jones estimate was 0.9% versus that 0.8% actual. And they also point out that excluding food, energy, and trade services, those first two we had noted were big drivers of the CPI increase, but excluding those, the producer price index increased just 0.2% month over month versus 0.6% expected with those excluded. So kind of a mixed report, but some good news in there. If we look at the month over month change graph, this shows the total in black, but then also differentiates between goods and services. You can see in blue there at 2.4%, this is the highest month over month increase ever for PPI goods since the index began back in 2009. On the other hand, for services, which you can see in that kind of maroon color, there was no increase month over month. That's the first time that's been reported in over a year. Quickly looking at the year over year chart, we can see that just like we had talked about with the CPI, this does start increasing pretty significantly in March, even a little bit more significantly than the CPI, which was more April. So the baseline for the year over year numbers will start to get a little bit higher for the next report. Anyway, we'll move on, but just another reminder that tomorrow, keep an eye out, a couple hours before market close, the Fed will have their March update. All right, so the biggest news for today is another round of price increases from Tesla. This is one of the biggest I remember, certainly the biggest price increase in years. So I do want to spend some time going through some of the implications here, but first let's just get caught up on what those changes were. So looking at our handy dandy price change table, I updated it with the changes from last week, so March week 2, and then the changes from last night, March week 3 here. And you can immediately see that with this round, Tesla's increased prices on every single vehicle in the lineup. The Model 3 from rear-wheel drive all the way up to performance saw price increases of $2,000, $2,500, and $3,000 respectively. And of course, that is on top of the $1,000 price increase on the long-range version last week, so $3,500 in total over the last 2 weeks for that vehicle. For the Model Y, of course, last week both the long-range and performance increased by $1,000. This week both have increased by another $3,000, so $4,000 total, bringing the starting price for a Model Y now up to $62,990. Yesterday, we had talked about the 279-mile range Model Y that had shown up from the EPA. That definitely would slot in nicely below this price point, maybe at $56,000, $57,000 or so, if Tesla feels like they need to add that vehicle. There's been some speculation that maybe that's why Tesla has raised prices here. I don't really think that's the case because Tesla has changed prices on all vehicles, but it definitely does open up some more space if and when Tesla does decide to introduce that version. Moving on to the S and the X, significant changes here as well. The base Model S long range up $5,000, the Plaid up $6,000, Model X long range $10,000 more expensive, and the Model X Plaid, which previously had been priced below the Model S Plaid, now seeing that corrected with the largest increase here, $12,500, with the Model X Plaid now $138,990. So on the right, you can see how much Tesla has increased prices since the start of last year or since the start of this year. With this round of price increases, the average price increase on a Tesla vehicle was 7%. And then since the start of last year, the Model 3 and the Model Y, all versions have increased by at least $7,000, $9,000 on average, and $20,000 for the S and the X. Those average out to a 19% increase since the beginning of last year. I do have these in chart form as well. If you are on video, you can pause and look at those closer if you want, but we'll just kind of cycle through here. And you can see that this round of price increases is definitely one of the biggest spikes that we have seen. But they are also coming after a pretty long period of no significant changes from Tesla as well. Right, so anytime we see these price increases, the big question is how much of this is cost related, how much of this is demand related? I've given my opinion as we've gone through these. We've now got a significant amount of data to back that up though. So here I've compiled the average selling price and the average cost of goods sold on Tesla vehicles, excluding regulatory credits, excluding leasing, throughout the year last year. And remember, Tesla's price increases are going to lag a little bit due to demand backlog, and cost increases are going to lag as well too because of supply contracts. That being said, throughout the year last year, Tesla's average selling price increased by about $3,500, while the average cost of goods sold decreased by about $1,000. So in Q1 last year, Tesla was making about $10,000 per vehicle sold. By Q4, they were making about $15,000 per vehicle sold. That happened in spite of rising materials costs, in spite of rising logistics costs that we have talked about, that Tesla has talked about, but Tesla's progress has very clearly outpaced those things. So if we look in hindsight, 2021, the price increases were not something that Tesla necessarily had to do, but could do because demand was so strong. So circling back around to today's price increases, I wanted to introduce these average selling price and average cost of goods sold figures to explain why I believe that continues to be the case. For simplicity's sake, let's just pretend these are US-only numbers. International doesn't change the point, but complicates the example. So the average price increase here for the Model 3 and the Model Y only over the last 2 weeks has been $3,300, at a minimum $2,000, but for the Model Y, the minimum was $4,000, so those should wash out at least, meaning I think that $3,300 is fine to use as an average selling price increase estimate because of these price changes. That's not even including the S and the X, which would provide a benefit. So let's up the average selling price by $3,300, and let's look at two scenarios here. The first, we're assuming Tesla makes the same amount of gross profit, so about $15,000 per car. That would mean the cost of goods sold increased by the same $3,300 up to $39,844. So we've got a 6% average selling price increase here, but for Tesla to actually end up making any less money per car, cost of goods sold would have to increase more than 9%. And remember, cost of goods sold isn't just raw materials, it's also depreciation from the factory, direct labor costs, not necessarily all supply chain related things. And again, we're comparing against Q4 actuals here, and a lot of that inflation was already happening last year. Now, maybe we're just not seeing those things hit Tesla's cost of goods sold yet because of supply contracts, but we also weren't seeing the full effect of Tesla's previous price increases hitting yet either. The point is that even in the face of rising prices last year, Tesla was able to lower the cost of goods sold. If these price increases were being driven primarily by higher costs, that would be a very sharp reversal from the trends and the data that we're seeing from last year. It's very clear Tesla was able to bring costs down through greater economies of scale, greater efficiency. That'll obviously continue into this year as well. So with this level of price increases, you'd have to suddenly see thousands and thousands of dollars in additional cost of goods sold before Tesla's gross profit per car was threatened, and that's just not what we saw last year. Now, the other example here, I have gross margin percent because a lot of forecasting is done off of percentages. That's really not the only way to look at it, though. The example on the left is still very valid to consider, but the scenario on the right here, we can see that even if Tesla does increase their cost of goods sold by more than a couple thousand dollars, if they're able to actually still maintain the same margin with these price increases, that results in almost $1,000 more of gross profit per vehicle, and that trickles all the way down, probably having a positive increase on operating margins and net income margins, even though gross profit margin stays the same. I mean, basically, we're just walking through here how Tesla's economies of scale, operating leverage, just makes it look very unlikely to me that Tesla would need to do this because of cost increases alone. And if it's not because of cost increases alone, even if there are significant cost increases, you can see right there how that's going to benefit the bottom line, even if it doesn't lead to a gross margin increase. So anytime we've got these price increases, there's going to be a lag when this actually shows up because of the order backlog. Tesla needs to price based on their expectation for future costs because of that, so that's a factor too. But I think this is ultimately going to lead to some very surprising numbers from Tesla, especially once we get through the ramp of Giga Berlin and Giga Texas, which might hide some of these things in the short term, but once those are cleared out, it just kind of punches you in the face even harder. Now, of course, we're not going to get punched in the face, we would never, but other people might. Now, the other couple of quick points I'll make on this is, okay, why wouldn't Tesla have just increased prices once last week instead of this weird 2 weeks in a row type of situation? Well, I think that also points a little bit more to it being demand related. If this were purely on cost, Tesla probably could have done that. If they were taking a look at how demand reacted to those price increases, though, then by staggering it, you're able to get a little bit more information for where you're ultimately going to end up with pricing with that second round. And the other thing I'll say is that, yes, Elon did point out that Tesla and SpaceX are seeing increased costs. Even before the second round, though, I noted that Elon seems to like to do that when Tesla does increase prices as a justification. Tesla can see increasing supply chain costs, but also be reducing their cost of goods sold at the same time. It's not impossible. Elon also mentioned logistics costs, and one point that I'll make on that is that Tesla's logistics costs are about to go down when Giga Berlin and Giga Texas get ramped up. May not be especially pertinent to these price changes, but that is going to be a huge factor later on this year and certainly next. Now, the other data point that I do have to add to this whole conversation is on demand. I'd mentioned that I'd learned that one region in the US last week had been seeing orders at 4 times the average weekly rate so far through the middle of last week. And I can confirm now that that did persist through the entirety of the week, ended up about 4 times the weekly average from January and February. Now, again, just one region, but that's a demand spike for sure. And that matches with a report that we had heard from Electrek as well. Maybe not so coincidental that we're now seeing these price increases. All right, moving on here, we've got an update on a story we've previously talked about, and that was the U.S. Secretary of Labor, Marty Walsh, inviting a conversation with Elon Musk. Axios reporting yesterday that that did end up happening, with Walsh meeting Elon Musk at Giga Texas. Apparently, they talked for a little bit over an hour, and Elon reportedly wants to keep the conversation going. I haven't seen a ton of coverage of the conversation, but local news KXAN reporter Monica Madden did tweet out that Walsh was quote-unquote very impressed after this visit. So I'm definitely happy to see this. Maybe this can be another step towards mending what has seemed to be a little bit of a broken relationship between Tesla and Elon and the current administration. Seems like things have been improving there a little bit. Hopefully this is a sign of that continuing. I think that'd be a good thing for Tesla and for the United States. Next, we've got some news on Tesla insurance. This is being reported on by Forbes. They're saying that according to state insurance filings that they have seen, Tesla is looking to add both Oregon and Virginia as the next states for Tesla insurance. Interestingly, they also note that these policies are planned to be underwritten by Tesla General Insurance, rather than in other states we have seen them partner with other insurance companies. Certainly that could still be a partnership, but it looks like Tesla continuing to further vertically integrate with the insurance product. Lastly for today then, since I really don't have much to add to Elon's continued back and forth with various Russian entities, we do have a possible update on the next generation FSD hardware, hardware version 4, which Elon had previously said is likely to ship with the Cybertruck, and at that time, that was expected to be Q4 this year. Green the Only on Twitter, who observes a lot of the code in Tesla vehicles, did notice that with FSD beta version 10.11, there are now references to hardware version 4. He also adds that, quote, while rumors were it would be very similar to hardware 3, just more slash faster RAM, in fact, the differences appear to be more than that. Exact details remain somewhat nebulous, but official launch is likely pretty soon, end quote. So pretty soon is definitely a little bit arbitrary. That wouldn't really change my expectations for later this year, early next year. We've seen things that have shown up in Tesla's code plenty of times that take a long time to surface or eventually don't even surface at all. Hardware 4 certainly will at some point. We already know that's coming, but this doesn't really change anything for me in terms of expectations, though I guess it is still a little bit exciting to see it referenced. So that is where we'll leave it for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Wednesday, March 16th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.